Welcome to Wondering Wednesday.
Wondering on Wednesday.
That's right. It is your favorite hosts, Mary Ellen and Joe, and we are so excited to answer questions for you on Wednesdays.
You can send us all of your burning points and miles questions, whether it's 101, 201, questions about a specific trip itinerary. We're going to pick one each week and feature it on the show in a little tiny bite-sized episode.
You can send your questions to Mary Ellen and Joe at wonderlandonpoints.com. You can DM us. You can send them to us through the Facebook group. We want to hear from you.
So let's dive in.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Wondering Wednesdays, everybody. And my goodness, what a week. We all have lots of questions this week because big, big news happened in the world of points and miles. It was expected news, but still, it just became official that AA, American Airlines, will now partner exclusively with Citibank. They will be dropping their Barclays Aviator Red Card.
Yeah, this is huge in the world of points and miles because, as we all know, American Airlines has some great redemptions, but notoriously hard to earn points. And the way people are earning points has to do with cards from these two banks, Barclays and Citi. The dropping of Barclays may mean some good things for the world of American Airlines, but we're not sure yet. And what is a little bit of a bummer is that this Barclays card is a super easy way to get a big chunk of American Airlines points for very little. I mean, there really is no card like this out there. And
no.
We're going to do a little bit of a breakdown of this card before we talk about the changes coming, because you have 1 year left. This card is going to be gone as of 2026. So if this is a card that you can put into your strategy for this next year, I think it's well worth it. Although I can tell you from personal experience, they are extremely hard when it comes to applications. I was denied for this because of too many recent credit card inquiries, and I had waited over 60 days since my previous one to do this. So maybe something I'll try to stick in my strategy again, but not entirely sure it's going to work.
The Barclays Aviator Red has always been just the wildest card, probably in the whole... you could literally buy one pack of gum and earn 70,000, you know, whatever the sign up bonus is at any given time. Right now, you can get 70,000 American Airlines miles for buying a pack of gum.
Guys, we just had a little sidebar that I edited out because that's what I do. But I just want you to know that I am seeing a 60,000 point offer on my phone. Mary Ellen is seeing a 70,000 point offer on her computer. So just know that offer is out there. It is targeted, but it can probably be accessed through incognito browsers or swapping Safari for Chrome. Or what browser do you use, Mary Ellen?
This is on a Chrome browser that I'm seeing 70,000.
Okay. And on my phone, I'm using Safari. So that's showing me the 60. So just if you guys are looking to pursue this card, keep that in mind. Don't just go for that 60,000 point offer. I also know that sometimes it drops down to 50. So this is definitely a time to think about that, because this card comes with, as we said, 70,000 points after your first purchase. That's crazy. At any amount, it's crazy. And it comes with things like first checked bag free, which is super valuable on American Airlines, preferred boarding. It's got a $99 annual fee. If you're a really big spender and you spend $20,000 on purchases in this card in the first year, you get a companion certificate, which is very different than the Southwest Companion Pass. This just means you have a guest that can fly with you for $99 plus taxes and fees. So,
AKA, not worth spending $20,000 on a Barclays card.
100%, in my opinion, not worth it. But, you know, if that was something you wanted to do for some like really extravagant points and miles flight that was going to be super expensive, I don't know. Maybe that's worth it for some people, but no, I agree. So no foreign transaction fees, travel coverage like a lot of these cards come with. Let's be honest. The thing that we're all really excited about is the American Airlines points. The stuff that the card comes with is nice, but it's not anything unusual or exciting. It earns 1x points on everything, 2x points on American Airlines purchases. So the 70,000 points could go so, so far in terms of where you could get to. I mean, flights to Europe on American Airlines are notoriously low redemptions and notoriously low taxes and fees. So consider this while you have the year left. And now we're going to get into some of the changes and what that might mean for the future of American Airlines when it comes to points and miles.
Yeah, so it's tricky. We don't have a lot of details other than we know that people who have the Barclays card right now, rather than being product changed to another card with Barclays, you will be product changed to a Citi AA card. We don't know what card. We don't know if there might be new AA cards that get rolled out because their new agreement. And guys, AA and Citi have been together for 37 years. This is not a new agreement. The Barclays situation, that was a newer agreement when AA, American Airlines, acquired US Airways back in, I think it was 2013. Mm-hmm. So Barclays was kind of the outlier and really just got married into the situation. And now part of extending that deal between Citi and AA was that AA had to cut Barclays. So that's why it is going away and we're just moving forward. And there really are some exciting possibilities with Citi and AA strengthening their relationship. And I don't want to just, you know, maybe I do want to put this out there. Let's just put it out there into the universe, Joe. Let's put it out there. There might be a new transfer partner for Citi. We don't know, but that would change the game.
It really would because, let's be honest, people think of Citi cards last. That is all the way at the bottom. That is the last thing you're going to think about.
It is the bottom.
Absolutely. Yep. But if you're thinking of just like a traditional Citi travel card, these cards come with welcome bonuses that are like 75,000 points after $4,000 in spend. So like these are really comparable to the Ventures or the elevated offer on the Chase Sapphire Preferred. And they have pretty good earning categories too. Think of how highly those cards would rank amongst the others if all of a sudden you could transfer those points to American Airlines. That would be absolutely wild. I think it would completely change the landscape for this bank.
I think so too. I think they'd be very smart to add American Airlines because everybody wants ways to transfer to American Airlines. It's not possible. If you guys remember, Bilt used to have American Airlines as a transfer partner, and that partnership ended. They ended up gaining Alaska as a partner, which we know that right now we have kind of a workaround for booking American Airlines flights by using Alaska Airlines as kind of that work through. So this would be big. This would really change things. And we're not saying it's going to happen, but we're saying it's a possibility. And it's just, I hope it happens because right now it's kind of a massive bummer that we're losing one of the few sign-up bonuses that we can have to earn AA miles because once it's only Citi, you can probably have a personal card, probably have a business card. That's it. Probably just two cards. And right now, there's a third way to earn a sign-up bonus. So I hate the thought that that third way to earn a sign-up bonus is going to go away, but I love the possibility of having a transferable point currency that can go to AA.
Absolutely. I mean, I would say this is pretty exciting. I think my excitement outweighs my disappointment a little bit. And you still have a year. You know this is coming. You can plan around it. You can hopefully grab that sign-up bonus. Just keep in mind it's a personal card. So work that into your 524 strategy, however you need to do that.
I got to say for me personally, this really changes my planning and my outlook on 2025 because I'm really monitoring my 524 closely. At the moment, I just went to 424.
Yep.
And so I really plan to open business cards for my next one or two cards. But in 2025, I will open at least one or two personal cards. And now I'm thinking the Barclays card could be it because I want to take advantage of an opportunity to earn an AA signup bonus. And if I'm going to lose that opportunity after this year, I don't know. It may be worth a 524 spot for me. I'm definitely going to consider it.
I'm considering it as well. I am in the same boat, just went to 424. Will not be at 324 until October of next year, which is so painful. So I have to be really, really careful. I want to make sure I keep a spot open for any like amazing Chase business card offers. You know, I already have the personal, so that shouldn't be an issue. But there was that matching on the unlimited last year. Do you remember that?
Oh my goodness. The stories I have been hearing from people who took advantage of that offer and they're just now figuring out how many points they've actually earned. And some of them, it's like around 1 million points, which is crazy. Absolutely insane. So it's mad that I didn't go all in on that. If they offer it again, I am sold.
Yeah, there's rumors that it's coming in January. So that's what, I mean, that's what we're talking about, guys. Strategy here. If you don't know what we are talking about, maybe we will have an upcoming episode where we dig into things that might happen in the next year that you might want to wait for. I think that would make a very good episode. So I think that that's going on our agenda. I just want to remind everybody that the best way that you can give back to this podcast for absolutely no cost to you is to share it, like it, review it, get on our Instagrams, show us some love, get in the Facebook group, tell people about your travels and what you're learning from us. These are all completely free ways that help the podcast grow and help us to continue to put in all of this work. And we love you guys so much. There's some big stuff coming from us next year, and we hope that you stick along for the ride.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye. If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.